Good morning. Zonal jet stream flow and energy riding through that flow has produced scattered showers and thunderstorms across parts of interior New York and New England overnight and now early this morning. Otherwise, we're seeing a fair amount of cloud cover being blown off the tops of these storms and moving through the region. So sunshine will be limited across the area for the first part of the day, with the exception being the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Still, though, as this activity passes through, we'll trend toward more sunshine for the middle of the day, and this will help push temperatures well into the 80s and even lower 90s with high humidity across the region. This will set the stage for another round of energy to head in our direction for later today, which will touch off another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms could be strong, perhaps severe, especially from I-90 and Point South, where we see the stronger instability and belt of jet stream winds. The activity will die out into the evening hours, and skies will be partly cloudy overnight with lows back into the 60s. Another round of energy will approach tomorrow in that same zonal jet stream flow, and this will touch off another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of these could be strong to severe. High temperatures will be a bit lower, but still on the warm side with high humidity and readings in the middle and upper 80s. A deeper trough of low pressure will then dig into the Great Lakes and pivot into the region for Thursday. Waves of energy around the base of this trough will move through the region on Thursday afternoon, and this will induce more showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Thursday will be held back a bit thanks to the clouds and showers and generally be in the 70s. More unsettled weather is possible on Friday as we track what's left of Elsa off the eastern seaboard, but right now it looks mostly dry for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Elsa, located about 50 miles south of Key West, Florida. Elsa is moving toward the north-northwest near 12 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue today, followed by a turn toward the north by tonight. A north-northeastward motion is expected tomorrow, and on the forecast track, Elsa will pass near the Florida Keys this morning and move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida later today and continuing into Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds remain near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow strengthening is forecast through tonight, and Elsa could be near hurricane strength before it makes landfall on the northern and western side of Florida. Rainfall across the Keys into southwest and western portions of the peninsula will be 3 to 5 inches, with localized maximum totals of up to 8 inches through Wednesday, which may result in considerable and urban flooding, along with minor to isolated moderate river flooding. Additional 2 to 4 inches of rain is possible across other locations in Florida. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog, 52 degrees with a west wind at 40 miles per hour, gusting to 51. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 66, 97% relative humidity, an east wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-90s. In Boston, partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and storms in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 66, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 74 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 5 one-hundredths of an inch above normal, and 15.85 inches for the year, which is 3.38 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1886, and the record low, 47 in 1961 and in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy in the mid-60s tonight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday in the mid-70s. Still the risk of showers and thunderstorms on Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend with highs both Saturday and Sunday in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.